Buffet lines at hotels and casinos are often filled with lasagna, fried chicken, and other vittles that are high in sodium, sugar, and fats. But at the recent Sacred Tobacco and Traditional Medicines gathering at the Grand Ronde Tribe Spirit Mountain Event Center, the menu was more pre-colonial.
Some smoked trout, some sunflower cookies with apples and cranberries, wajape, and I always feel like I'm mispronouncing it, so if I did that, I am very sorry.
Amanda Storm works with Native American Rehabilitation Association Northwest and helped coordinate the menu for this week's event. Another partner was Angie Rideout, Youth Tobacco Prevention Coordinator for the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde.
All trying to make sure that the foods that we were serving here were going along with the theme of sacred tobacco traditional medicine and looking at food as medicine, and our indigenous first foods are medicine.
Several chefs and planners at the event center further developed the menu to help offset trends of obesity, heart disease, and diabetes among Native groups. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull in Grand Ronde, Oregon.